Recording. Start streaming.
Oh god. My nose went extra. As soon as we're about to start.
We are up and live.
Oh wow, and it's reading it at 1080p 60 frames per second. Oh boy. Oh snap.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to be able to see chat logs and stuff?
Now we will.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer,
and I'm Kitty Duvall,
and welcome to the 50th episode of SBR Reports. I did not think I would be doing it for this long, but here we are.
That's your title.
Yes, that's my title, and I'm sticking with it. Okay.
Alrighty then. We're live, so I can't curse you out. Anyway.
All right. But I, to be honest, the fact that I'm like 50 podcasts, like with the occasional hiccups here and there, it's still been a successful 50 podcasts. Like,
you have been consistent.
And I'm happy about that. And I appreciate the fact that we've had all these people listening for as long as they've been listening to us. We have now, you know what? Enough talk, action, let's get into it. With actually starting Miss Duvall off on her second-ish game of Mario Tennis Aces. Okay, we played like one match.
I was gonna say second, I just looked at this game today.
Well, yes, but this is your second match.
Because we were gonna do Mario Kart. But
she hasn't lost in this one live, so.
I was going to say, Mr. Gamer, that we can get a little rowdy.
Just a bit.
A lot. Especially with your princess.
Can we not? Is that a possibility?
Well, you guys at least know if he beats me in this, it's because I don't know how to play.
We're gonna be taking it easy, but. While we're getting that set up, let's actually talk about the first thing that we're going to be covering, which is going to be the fact that there's going to be a Kill la Kill game.
To this day, I still have not watched it. But anyway, let's talk about the game. What's going on with the game, Mr. Gamer?
So, unfortunately, it doesn't really seem as if there's going to be much about the game. Hit LNR. It just really... We only know that it's going to be coming around... it was unveiled. It's going to be developed by A-Plus Games. Now, unfortunately, it's going to be the typical type of arena sort of combat, like Naruto, the Ninja Storm games and things like that. Yeah. And then what the new Jump Force is going to be, because I know they just... Ichigo was recently announced that he was going to be in that game, because, you know, it's supposed to be all the, like, Dragon Ball and Naruto and Bleach and all those characters fighting against all the other characters from the other universe. Yeah, I don't know.
I need y'all fan kids to stop demanding these types of games. It makes no sense.
It's a little... It's...
So are we doing simple or standard?
We're doing simple. But yeah, I'm not... To be honest, it looks good, but to be honest, Kill la Kill isn't necessarily an anime that I watch for the...
You can just say it.
Okay, it's basically going to be fan service. Let's be real. It's just going to be fan service.
But
it's
combat.
Yeah, oh.
Where's my waifu?
Daisy!
Where is waifu? There she is.
Hopefully, now, the other thing to mention is there's going to be the first public demo of this released at this... Wait, didn't EVO already happen? Or Combo Breaker. That was Combo Breaker, right? That happened already this year?
You're asking me like I keep up with all of this.
Okay, well, the game is the public demo for the game is coming out in EVO, so we'll see what happens. But as long as it's not that one Dropkick game, I do think that we'll be good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I never really understood dropkick. I mean, I understand the concept of a dropkick, but to make that your whole premise of your entire game is kind of like, well, I guess, if you want. But anyway, don't worry. I will definitely be taking it easy on you. I don't want to go, you know, too deep into it too quickly. No, that was not suggestive. I know what you're thinking, all right? This is a Christian podcast.
Okay. This is so pretty.
Right, she is. It's going to be so sad when she cries. Just saying. Yo. Oh, you want to stay close to the net. Okay.
Look.
Okay. Okay.
Trick ass. Gotta remember we're live.
Eat it. It just gets so quiet. It's like so intense. It's like.
You are a jackass.
How?
So anyway, what's our next topic?
The next topic is, well, it does seem as if there's going to be new accessories for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
As reported by Niche Gamer, Fan Gamer they're making a vertical accessory for the Nintendo Switch for games similar to Galaga.
So like all them shooters?
Yes, where it's a whole lot better for you to look at it vertically like this.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's just really awkward otherwise. So we're going to be seeing new accessories for the Nintendo Switch. That's going to be nice. I don't really own any other sort of system accessories besides the device that will hold and charge your Joy-Cons at the same time. So I'm just kind of like... You know,
I guess.
Right?
One of those things. Just but, like, you know what? I think it would be fun for those who actually do play those types of games.
Yeah, my only thing is that we're going to need a big enough carrying case to really warrant that sort of use.
That's true.
Because...
Fuck. I mean... oh, man.
Okay, then. We're just going to... Just going to let that fly. Just let that fly.
Eyelashes are falling in my eyeball.
So that's what seems to be happening.
Anyway, our next story is a little sad. It actually feels kind of weird playing this while talking about it. But in the UK, there was a young boy who unfortunately had committed suicide. And unfortunately, his father has decided to blame Doki Doki Literature Club for his suicide.
Now, for those of you who aren't aware, Doki Doki Literature Club is a free video game that you can download on Steam. It has similar aspects to Undertale, where you are it has similar aspects to Undertale, where it kind of like really breaks the fourth wall with you, and it really makes fun of the typical dating sim. Now, what seems to be happening is that this gentleman who and woman... I'll just give a brief moment and read his excerpt. Ben was growing up so fast. It is hard for parents, but this needs to be highlighted. I'm not quite sure what this is, but okay. There is no confirmation yet, but we believe that the game could be linked to Ben's death. Characters suggest things and you decide what to do. It drags you in and they make it very real. Ben did not speak about it, but parents need to be aware of this game and other similar games. It is free to download, but once you get into it, it will not leave you alone. The characters befriend and love you and give you tasks to do, but if you do not do them, they turn nasty.
Because isn't Doki Doki like a horror dating sim type thing?
Yeah, like I said, similar to Undertale, it gets real. Like, I haven't played it, but it's a bit much.
I know the Game Grumps did. That's the only reason I had heard about it.
I mean, I've seen other people do reviews about it, and it's not a bad game. Doki Doki Literature Club is not a bad game. Now I do feel for the father in his loss. That's not anything I wish on even my worst enemy. But while I understand that you are feeling your pain, I, I, I can't necessarily... I would like for there to be something else for you to try to grab onto, for you to get your closure, aside from a video game, which I... This is just me. Obviously, everyone's, when it comes to something like this, feelings are at the forefront. I can't say that a game could be... it was responsible for something like this. So, the mother of another individual also spoke to the son. The son was the newspaper that reported on this. This is what the mother had to say. In the last month of his life, he changed a little bit. He became darker inside. He did not have any interest in school, where he was one of the best pupils in class. He started having problems with sleeping. He stopped eating. But there were no clear signs of what would happen. There were many things happening with my son, and Doki Doki is just one part of it. But I need the death of my son to have some meaning. It needs to help other kids. As parents, we need to speak about this.
So I think what parents, because teen suicide is very serious and something that happens a lot. I think what a lot of parents seem to not understand when this happens and they try to shift where it could have been, it really just could have been a mental break. Depression is real and can be hereditary. So it's same with bipolar and everything else. It's like, if you're noticing changes in your children, you don't just go, oh, it's the game. You should probably investigate, because the game probably could have been helping them. The game could have just been something extra.
Now, what I will say, though, is that a game like that, I realize, can have some sort of like psychological effect on really anyone. Because it's like, oh, snap. But this just kind of further pushes along the idea that you really need to know what's going on. And it could be completely, it could be completely innocent, really. It's like, oh, Timmy's just playing a whole lot of Minecraft, but I don't see him a whole lot. You know, just something like that. That way you have significantly more knowledge about what's going on with your child, and you don't say, you know, oh, the game assisted with something like that.
I think for your children to have meaning, you need to really just help other parents learn to notice signs and talk to their children. Not just automatic. Because unfortunately, I see this going in the way, like when there's mass shootings and everything, where parents panic and take their kids' games, and then their kids don't trust them. Your kid needs to... Am I going on tangent?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just really bugs me.
No, and that's fair. I mean, it's really, really hard when you're trying to really separate, like, I don't want to seem cruel about what's going on here, but at the same time, I don't think that you're looking in the right spot for some closure, especially when you're placing blame on video games. And yes, do I have a bit of a bias? Yes, but at the same time, in the event that you want to feel better, in the event that you want to... not hit the tennis ball in her sense.
Oh, we needed that little bit of cheer. I'll start just to get sad.
Right? Just like,
you know what? Let's start talking about people's destinies and stuff.
Oh, you mean the fact that people who are playing Destiny 2 will not be... What's this gesture? This isn't Kinect. You're not going to instantly play better just by flailing your arms. I'm sorry. Just saying.
Ooh.
Oh!
Did you just hit me in the uterus? Did you just hit me
in the uterus, though?
In my womb?
I think I hit your foot.
No.
I think I hit your foot.
Nah.
Just calm down. Like, I think I hit your foot, your uterus. Oh my
god. This.
Do you even have one?
C is a galaxy queen. Of course she is. C is the mother of stars.
Okay. Expected to be out of this world. I make no apologies. I make zero apologies. The amount of apologies that I make is an integer less than one.
I am going to put a curse on you.
You don't have to, though.
On your family.
On the list of things you don't have
to. On your
cow. But my cow, though.
Your cow. Anyway, story.
So, unfortunately, Sony, who still has the biggest market share, really doesn't want to seem to play well with... man.
I thought we were talking about Destiny.
We are talking about Destiny. I think your destiny is to lose this match. But in regards to Destiny 2, So the leads of Forsaken, the new expansion for Destiny 2, Steve Cotton and Scott Taylor, were talking about if crossplay could possibly be coming over to Destiny 2. And it would be great, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, just like with people's Fortnite accounts in Epic Games, Sony is like, eh, no. Okay, are you going to get into position? Because I don't want to, you know, take another shot at you. Thank you. It really doesn't seem as if Sony wants to play well with each other. And similar to the issue with Fortnite, similar to the issue with Fortnite, people could just make another Epic Games account with Fortnite because it's free. But with Destiny 2 Forsaken, you've already invested money into that. How likely are you to go over to the other side? How likely are you to say, you know what, yeah, I'll buy Destiny 2 again so I can play it on PS4?
No. Stay. Damn it!
Yes! But, yeah, I can't... I personally don't understand what's so difficult about sharing. Because right now, I will say Sony does have the biggest sandbox among the big three. The big three being Nintendo. Ah!
Nintendo! Nintendo, son!
Okay.
That's what you did.
Okay, stop it. Just... Yes! Okay! Oh my goodness, that was... It's like... Okay. But that was a good volley, though.
That was thought. Anyway, back to your thing. Dude, your story. The big three?
Yeah, the big three. Okay, so... man... Let me just pull myself back in, you little... okay. So, as I was saying, considering the fact that Sony has the biggest market share, they really don't have to... They don't have to play well with others. They already have the audience. They already have the people. So, they could really just keep people locked in here. You know? Oh, hey, everybody, come on in. We're gonna have some fun with all these video games. And then close the door behind you because you can only play video games with us. You can only play video games with us and only us.
So,
no Rocket League, no, none of that. Sorry,
so
no.
Is Sony like the Yandere of the console world?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Anamu very well. What?
You know the whole "you're mine only."
Oh.
I don't know, your PS4 has been, like, making weird noises at night.
How do you know the fact that my PS4
because
might
we
possibly
together.
Be...
So, obviously, I will be here at night sometimes.
I'm gonna talk with you later!
Like, we have conversations and everything.
Duly noted. Though it seems as if we're not the only... Well, let me rephrase that. Activision Bungie aren't the only people that's having a problem with trying to get other people to play together. Todd Howard also has some problems with Sony. Quote, "Sony is not as helpful as everyone would like it." Surprising who? You know, it's been known that they have a... I'm not going to say a stranglehold, but they definitely kind of really know what they want to do. And what they want to do is keep people in their... You know, in their sandbox, essentially. And right now, the best thing that they can do would be to make it to where we have this amazing thing that you can do, but you can only do it here. If you want to go do that with somewhere else, with someone else, then you got to go do that somewhere else on something else. It would be nice to have Fallout 76 crossplay. To be honest, it would be nice to have everything that is Fallout 76, but without the title Fallout 76, because... Let's be honest, it's really realistically just a Rust mod. For those of you who haven't played that, Rust is an online survival crafting adventure shooter, but it's without the Fallout 76 skin on top of it. That's realistically all Fallout 76 is.
Alright then there, Mr. Gamer. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so the idea that Todd Howard, Fallout 76 is going to be coming out for multiple consoles.
Okay, I know that.
It would be nice if Microsoft and Sony could play together on this thing.
Okay.
And Sony's like,
but why?
We don't have to.
So Sony's really that snobby kid in middle school who is like, oh, I have all cool toys and stuff. Oh, you guys are getting cool toys too? Hey, everybody, let's play together. Nah, you guys want to play with me? You gotta play with me exclusively. That's what that is, sounds like.
Yes, yes. That's, as a matter of fact, that's a very good way to put it. They don't have to play with. But and here's the thing: as much as I don't like Sony, it's not like I'm gonna sell my PS4. It's not like I'm gonna jump ship.
I do love how thick Daisy looks. Rosalina is so pretty.
I look like, okay, like that was a mixed segue, like that ball. Like, I know those articles that were talking about how large Luigi is, which is just completely unnecessary.
Okay, that is hilarious, and now we see why Daisy sticks around him.
Can you not?
I mean, she's your favorite princess.
She is the favorite princess. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, technically, the most favorite princess is going to be Peach.
It's okay for people to be wrong.
I don't know, man. You want to tell Mr. Gamer's wife that?
I think we'll just keep playing.
Oh!
But next up, we're going to be talking about my favorite company, EA.
We don't have to keep watching me lose.
I mean...
So what did EA do this time?
Well, it does seem as if they want to keep loot boxes because
they make some money.
Well, okay, specifically with sports games, because the model is sustainable.
I think it's more about the fact that a lot of people, sports games is the worst place to have loot boxes.
Is it the worst place or the best place, though?
I mean, the people that I know that do play it have a tendency to fall for the most simplest of tricks.
Well, as reported by DualShockers.com, EA Sports Vice President says that the model is sustainable in sports titles. He interviewed with them, and Daryl Holt claims that EA Sports is still following a player-first mantra, which is interesting because when Sony was talking about trying to have where they were talking about all the Fortnite stuff and how they were locking up the accounts, but they have 75 million active players in a growing community that are focusing on the players. Well, they are also saying, you know, we're talking about the players first because it's the players that give us the money. So obviously, we're going to be talking about them first. Let me just bring up something, just for a brief moment.
You want to serve?
Yes.
Okay.
So interestingly enough, you can play any video game the way you want. Now, what you might have difficulty doing...
Damn! Okay, I still need to get better at that.
Yes. Anyway. So, one thing that you do need to take into account is... So, yes, you'll give people the opportunity to play how they want, but you're definitely going to be giving people a fast lane to play just things a little better. For example, if we go back to the whole Battlefront controversy, people could normally earn Darth Vader. It would be 40 hours of gameplay, but you could earn Darth Vader. Or you could pay how much ever money you wanted and then boom, get Darth Vader. Now, some people will argue that it's a choice. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if I want to do my best in the game and you're putting people on this fast track, I'm already going to be at a significant disadvantage. That's just kind of what that is. Now, I would love to have any sort of arguments with anybody else about this. Like, okay, you got that one.
This is insane. Oh, my God. Yes! Oh, yes!
Okay. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
But I just find it interesting that EA is still of the mindset that, you know, yeah, loot boxes, they're okay. Like, but this just goes again that they don't really care about, they don't care about the gamer, they don't care about us. They could honestly give two flying farts. And I think that that's a perfect example of it.
Oh, farting. You know what? What's a farce right now? What's going on right now?
So, our main topic of tonight... there has been a direction that certain video games, video game developers are taking. For example, Naughty Dog has been going in a, some would say, SJW direction. Now,
or progressive, or, you know, just keeping up with the fact that a lot of people that play games now are changing lifestyles. I don't fucking know.
Well, I'm just going based off of the title of the article that was posted on oneangrygamer.net. And yes, there is a big, huge-ass thing in the middle of the... Yeah,
can't... Why?
Because it's, this is just the way the stage is.
That's dumb!
Yep. I don't make the stages. I just play on them.
Oh, well, I guess that helped.
Oh, okay, so yeah, it's great when it works for me!
It's still dumb!
Ugh. No, you got that point. Oh my god, you got that point anyway.
Anyway, back to Naughty Dogs.
So it seems as if no one really wants to have a conversation about this. There are people on the left who are saying that this is a direction that is... How can I put it? People aren't liking the push. People aren't liking the fact that there seems to clearly be an agenda in the way that Naughty Dog is going with making their games. Let's be more specific. We're talking about The Last of Us 2, where there happens to be a lesbian couple. Okay. Like, me personally, it's like, yeah, alright, that's fine, what's the big deal?
Okay, so I think a lot of this, we're in that stage of society now where, I know, calm your horse, calm your... Calm your orange tangerine looking self. Anyway, as I was saying, it just really feels like a lot of people aren't used to seeing lesbian couples, gay couples a lot on games and televisions and stuff, because we're so used to seeing one type of thing, but now people are, there's being representation of all types of couples. Which I don't see what the big deal is, but I'm a filthy progressive, I guess.
Well, so the problem comes in, the problem kind of arises when conversations can't happen about it. More specifically, oneangrygamer.net reported that on Resetera, kind of the place where everybody went after the crap of NeoGAF, there was a thread that was instantly banned when people were trying to talk about that sort of, well... They were trying to simply have a discussion about it. Now, me personally, I don't really care. The way I see it is like this. Naughty Dog, I would say, definitely recognizes the change of the times, and they want to make a video game that people are going to enjoy. They also have to stay relevant. Well, did people take into account exactly when Last of Us 2 was released? Like, now, wasn't Pride last month, if I'm not mistaken?
Pride was hella last month.
Right, and so why wouldn't they want to have that game? Why wouldn't they want to talk about that game? Hell, why wouldn't they want to make a game like that and then publish it during that? Like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna talk about product placement, I mean, the thing is that companies want people's money.
Yeah,
and people's money come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And people should be able to talk about that. Like, if people go along the lines of, oh, they're just doing this because they want to make money. Yes, companies want to make money.
Yeah, it's kind of the
same.
Okay,
but, you know, I want to see, I don't play Last of Us because I don't play those type of games. But seeing something like that, I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. Like, oh, random couple kissing, yay. They're cute. I don't mind seeing something like, oh, shit. I don't mind seeing something.
Not seeing the ball.
I don't mind seeing something like that. It's not just because of some filthy agenda or anything. It's just Mr. Gamer's a dick. And I guess the long and short of it, I don't see what the big deal is. Like, and I don't see why people wouldn't want to talk about it. Like, this is... Like, times are changing. People are out of the closet a lot more. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the fact that we are starting to get more games like this.
And let's talk about the fact that it would be, like, as a company, you want to, yes, you want one. You still lost three.
You know what? I don't even care. I'm gonna take my win.
Okay.
As someone who's only started playing today.
Okay.
Anyway.
But it does really seem unfortunate that people don't want to have conversations like this. And it seems as if there seems to be a lot of there was a whole lot of talk of this on Twitter as well. Asher and Ihorn stated, Naughty Dog's games have always had relationship stories in them. It's central to Uncharted. You had no problem with those. The only difference is that now the characters are gay. This video simply summarizes as, I can relate to women, but only if they're straight and white. And now what they are talking about is a video that was made by Robin Gaming on YouTube titled The Naughty Dog Quote Unquote Agenda, an open and honest conversation, where he simply stated his points about it, and just like everything on the internet, people just didn't necessarily agree, which is fine.
Wait, what was his point? That people don't want to see gay couples?
That he did not think that it was necessary for essentially that this SJW agenda is being pushed. This idea that now you have to force representation in a game.
But see, that's the thing. It's their game. It's not forced if it makes sense. And in the Last of Us game, it was not a secret that C was a lesbian. Like, that's people being... You know what? I'm not going to even get into that type of argument.
So...
Look at you. Messing up.
You know what?
What's with these mirrors?
Oh, yeah, those mirrors are a problem.
Wait, what? Hold on! Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
I really thought that I had got rid of it about every single court with a hazard. I guess I didn't. But yeah, the idea... I guess this is just kind of... What the... There we go. Yeah, this... this is kind of it. Like, it just...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely forgot just that this happens.
Okay, I guess. Continue.
Well, the idea that we can have a conversation about something that we don't agree with when it comes to something that doesn't really affect the people who don't like it. For example, this video game that has people in it that are gay, I don't think they're going to make you gay. So, what's the problem?
I mean, okay, so the fact that that a website is stopping the conversation from happening altogether, I think is crappy, because we should be able to have these conversations.
I might not
agree with dude, because I think if I can watch a dude and a girl make out in a trailer because love story, then I can deal with watching a girl and a girl make out, or a guy and a guy make out, or, you know, as long as we don't get into weird, like, there are furry fandoms, dude. It's not that deep. It is two people doing what people do best when they love each other. Doing the apocalypse. I mean, if that's the case, then I don't want to see straight people kiss anymore.
Oh, I do like that argument.
Ah, crap.
Yep. Get it.
But yeah, like, I mean, that's the general argument. It's like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's sad that it's really sad that we're kind of in this stage where we can't talk about it because I don't like what you would say. And I thought that the reason that people came from NeoGAF to Resetera was to get away from that over-moderation of a topic where you just can't talk about this. Because though the gentleman may have been presenting some controversial points, that doesn't necessarily mean that he shouldn't be able to speak. Just like on the other side,
because then that makes it look like an actual agenda. Like, no, you cannot say anything. We can have a civil discussion once you start name calling. That's when I'll tell you though, I'm done.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know how I am.
We all know how you are. So, I want to thank everyone for watching, for those listening in the podcast, I want to thank you very much for listening. I hope that we have another 50 more of this.
You know, we don't have to keep looking at my baby being all sad and stuff.
okay, fine, we don't have to. Boom, there we go. We can watch that proper score.
You know what? I want to take my one win and go home.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right,
so... Let me be happy.
Once again, everyone, thank you very much. And as always, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.